Next week is Shavuos. Lechiv and Olim Tayv and Lechiv and Simcha. As the Pasuk says, V'simachat b'chagecha. The Gemara Psachim and Daf Kuvtes Amalaf. The Gemara says, Ein Simcha Elo v'vosav Yain. There's a machlokes if the chiv basav is manazeh, is the dafka basav shlomim of the carbon, or is any basav. Nice of the minig and the psak is that we do eat all, we eat basar on Yom Tovim, as chiv simcha, and it's a mitzvah according to everybody to eat basar. The nice is we do eat basar on Yom Tovim and even on Shavuos. On Shavuos itself, there's a special minig to eat milchiks. So, first, why do we eat milchiks? So in the Mavak Shatara, they're selling Yeshiva, the top cover says there are 12 reasons. So just to go through five of them, that's on the page of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah itself on the page says five different reasons. One is what the Ramah says, that the halacha is a person cannot eat the same piece of bread that he used for a milchik meal, he cannot take the leftovers and eat it during a fleishik meal. The halacha is the same piece that you eat, let's say, during a milchik meal, you cannot eat it with fleishik. It's brought down that way in your day, it's in Peches. Therefore, says Ramah, if you have one suda of basar and another suda, one suda of basar b'chalv together, meaning you first have milchiks and afterwards you have fleishiks, in order to have bread by both of them, you're going to force to have two different pieces of bread. Since you're going to have two different pieces of bread, on Shavuos, if you have both during the same meal, you're going to have shtei lechem. It's zeichel shtei lechem, which is on Shavuos. So Ramah is saying, one to have milchiks, you have milchiks and fleishiks on the same meal, and since you can have it during the same meal, you're going to force to have two different loaves of bread, and that's zeichel shtei lechem. You can ask a shaylo, if halacha is if you cut from a piece of bread, one slice, and you eat it during the meal, a milchik meal, the rest of the loaf you can eat during fleishik, it's not a problem. So Moshe says, v'etzem there's a mitzvah and a mukhla not to eat from the rest of the loaf, also if you leave it on the table. However, the Mishavua says, that's why there's a minig, that on Shavuos, the bread itself you should bake with butter, to make the bread itself milchiks. Therefore you're forced to have a second loaf of bread which is fleishiks, and therefore you can have zeichel shtei lechem. That's Ramah's reason. The Mishavua has another reason why we eat milchiks, when we're forced them, is that we received the Torah on Shavuos the morning we came back, and all the meat we had was not kosher. In order to eat meat, you have to do shchita, and you have to do melicha, and you have to do nikar chaylev, and you have to check out the sakin, and you have to use new kalim. And because of that, we had no fleishiks in the morning. Therefore, because on Shavuos we also have milchiks for that reason. You can't ask a shayla on that reason, that's not shayla to shchita on Shabbos, because the Kuli Yom on Shabbos says that Ma'an Torah is on Shabbos. Fine, but if she Maestro, we did not eat basar in Shavuos morning, therefore we have a meaning now also to have milchiks. A third reason the Mishnah Berurah says is that Torah is the mashal for Torah is milk and honey. As the Pasuk says in Shir Shirim, Perek Dalet, Dvash v'cholav tachas l'shoinich, milk and honey underneath your tongue. For that reason, the meaning to have milk and honey. A fourth reason which the Behaita brings down is that the Malachim Tainat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why should they give the Klai Yisrael the Torah, they can do something of Eris. So the answer back was that the Malachim, you ate Basar B'Cholov. Where? When he went to Avraham Avinu, when the three Malachim went to go visit him, they got served Basar B'Cholov and they ate Basar B'Cholov. So we were Zeich of the Torah because they ate Basar B'Cholov and we're not going to. So because of that, therefore we have a minute to eat on Shavuos, milchiks, and then afterwards we eat fleishiks. It showed that we did not eat it together. A fifth reason the Behaita brings down is that the 7 weeks are al Zayin Nekiyim that went to the Memtesh Shai Tumo and went to Mekabel the Torah, and we cleanse ourselves from the Tumo. So the 7 weeks is a symbol for the Zayin Nekiyim, like a Zohar Zayin Nekiyim. After the Zayin Nekiyim, what happens? Mutlapal, and the dam is Nechol Menasa Cholov. The blood changes and becomes milk. The Isha's dam turns the milk into the datum and you can drink the milk. Here also, since it's a symbol for the Zayin Nekiyim, therefore by Shavuos we have milchiks. Why? Because here also we change that we are right to the Ma'an Torah for the Chasno, and therefore we also have milchiks for that reason. The symbol of Min Hadin to Min Zerachmin, the dam changed to Cholov. That's why we have milk. Again, we have five reasons. So if we have these different reasons, the Ma'aseh, when should we have milchiks? Should we have milchiks at night? Should we have it during the day? So according to each reason, according to Amar, you're supposed to have milchiks and fleishiks during one suda. One suda. In that way, you can have shtei lechem. According to the Mishnah Berurah, the reason is because in the morning they did not have any fleishiks, l'chura. In the morning you should have milchiks. According to the reason of the Torah is a symbol for milk and honey, l'chura, when do we see the Torah in the morning? L'chura, should have milchiks in the morning. According to the reason that we receive the Torah, why? Because of the malachim. L'chura, again, we should have in the morning, in the milchiks, because we received the Torah in the morning, and the malachim did not get it, because they ate Basar B'Cholov, we did not, l'chura, should have milchiks in the morning. According to the reason that we're dam nech, and that's the cholov, then I'm not sure when exactly we should have milchiks. L'chura, should be totally upon the swar with the makaris. maybe not. So, Be'etzem, again, we start off the Zechiv, Basar on Shavuos, Al Simcha, and Zechiv, and the end of having Melchiks. So, a Pisor, a person again, should have the either Melchiks during the meal in the morning, Melchiks and Pleitchiks, or Melchiks in the morning. Maisa, when is the Chiv Simcha? Chiv Simcha, the Shakas Ari writes in Simon Samachov, the Chiv Simcha is when? Is Dafka during the day and not at night. At night only Chiv Drabonon, and the Chiv, the rice of Simcha is during the day. That means according to the Shakas Ari, you have to have Basta during the day. And when she had Melchiks, she had Melchiks at night. That's what the disciple is brought on Ochs, the Beidah Chalik Beis, that he had Melchiks at night and not during the day. Even though Fi the Taimim, Lechur, you should have Melchiks during the day. However, Lechur, Fi the Shakas Ari, the Iker Simcha is, the Chiv Simcha Menator is during the day, Lechur, then you have to have Melchiks at night, which the disciple did. But I could choose one Simon Peites, near Deo, he brings down that the Shai Tshuva that says the Chiv Simcha is by night, Minatayu. Therefore, you have to have a Basar at night. So he says, he makes in between, he says, for the Kiddush you should have Melchiks, and the Sud you should have Fleishiks. Therefore, for this reason, I think the common difference in Hagam, some people have it just during the morning. Why? For the Talmud Mishnah Berurah. Some people have it during one Suda. Why? Al Tzermah. Some people have it at night Melchiks, like the Stifle, Al Shagas Ayyeh. And some have it as the Kiddush, they have Melchiks, like the Taka Tshuva says you should do. But again, the reason the shell is with the makar is with the swar for it, and a shell is one of the chiv simcha is. That's also possible for cholam and shmuas. As in the basar itself, or what basar a person can eat, when he can eat. So, be'etzim, the different type of animals a person can eat. There's a behema, there's a chayah, there's a oif, there's a fowl, and there's also dog and fish. So, what animals can a person eat, or what can he not eat? So by behemah and chayah, the Torah says mafurish, the simon, the two simonim, one is malagera, it chews its cud, and one is mafreses parso, that its hooves are split from top to bottom all the way. Those are two simonim that's mutter to eat a behemah and a chayah, and that's as paskin yodeh and simon ayin tes. Another thing is fish. What is the simon for fish? Again, the Torah says you have kaskeses, which are scales, and you have snappy, which are fins. If you have those two things, if either the fish is kosher, put down that way in your day, simpe gimel. And if not, if you don't have those two simon, echlam and elbi treif, be an oif tamei. What about, maybe a dog, fish tamei? What about oifis? Birds. What is the symbol, what is simon for birds? So I tell you, when you list the birds, it lists 24 minim that are tamei. In Pasha Shmini, it says 24 different min that are tamei. And does not say what the simon are for what is tarot. Does not say what the simon for tamei or tarot. There's no sim, the tarot does not say. The Mishnah in Chulin on the Afton Tesum Aleph says the Chomin say gave over 4 simonim to make a bird taru. That says a bird is taru. One simon is it has a zevek, a crap. On top of the head is a zevek. The second simon the Mishnah says is a korkavon is niklaf. The korkavon is a gizzard or the stomach of the bird and it peels biyad. You can peel off the stomach with your hand. The third simon is it had the etzba yisayro that by the toes has two toes. Has a third one coming out either from the side, from the back, it has an etzba yisayir, an extra toe coming out. The fourth simon is, it's not doris. What does mean not doris? Machlokes Rishonim, the way the Taz brings down from Tosfos means it does not eat a behemoth when it's alive, wait till it kills it, then it eats it. The Shach argues, has another pshat. Maisa, these are the fourth simonim by a bird. Again, it has to have a crap, the stomach is peeled, it has an etzba yisayir, and it's not being doris. So, if you have these four simonim, can you eat the bird or not? So the lochas, Rav Yishayim, say that if you have these four simonim, vadi, you can eat the bird. That's Shitas Rambam, the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ritva, the Rebbeinu Chananel, the Rebbeinu Tam, the Magen Mishnah, the Ram, the Bala Mor, the Bala Itter. They all say in Echlami that if you have these four simonim of vadi, you can eat a bird. No problem at all. Not only did the Rishonim, the Pichodesh pass in that way, the Yamshu Shloimeh, the Kresi Plesi, the Kanfeyeno, they're all passing that once you have these four simonim, vadi can eat a bird. However, there's a problem. There's a Gemara, Mechulin, that's found Beis and Beis. The Gemara says that they used to eat a Tanagolta da Agma, a lady Tanagol that was lived in the swamps. The Kleisol ate such a bird. What happened, after a while, they saw that this bird was Doris. It was Doris, and then it ate. So the bird should be treif. Therefore, this bird that Kleisol ate, and a chazaka being kosher according to Rashi, they ate it. What happened is Doris, it was Doris and then Eichel, it was treif be'etzem. Therefore, based upon this Gemara, Rashi says the only time you can eat a bird is with Messiah. If your forefathers ate it, then you can eat it. If your forefathers did not eat it, even if it has a force of manim, you cannot eat it. He learns that you cannot eat a bird without a Messiah, without having a yichus to it, as a can eat. This is Rashi, the Rosh and Istvah Heter. They all say that the halacha is you need to have Messiah. So again, Be'etzem Rabbi Pleiskim and Rabbi Shonim argue on Rashi, and they say Be'etzem the Gemara is not the way it's been Kamarayis. However, comes along the Ramah in Simpei Beis and Sif Gimel, and he says that the halacha is you cannot eat any bird of Adam Masayah, v'chein noyigim v'ein l'shanis. That's the minig, and you cannot change the minig. The Amor says that's the minig already, he says in his days already, and you can't change the minig, even though Roy Bishonim argue on him, the halacha is you cannot eat a bird without a Messiah. Even some of the Sfarim place can pass in the way, the Kavachayim, the Zivchei Tzedek, they also pass in that a Vada bird needs a Messiah. Upon this, Ramah came out Kama Tshuvas about a lot of different birds, what defines a Messiah, what birds are the same exact bird, and what can a person basically eat. So, one Yudaic bird, the shell that's known about, is the turkey. The turkey bird, or they call it in different languages, Oif Hodu, which means Indian bird, or they call it Oif Indic, again Indian bird, or they call it Indish Shehenin, or English Shehenin, they call it, again, different languages, they all call it the Indian bird. So this, the Kama Tshuva is among the Paiskim, exactly if it's, you're allowed to eat it or not. Mice, everyone does eat it. The Kav Chaim exam in Simpei from the Shlah that he held it was Darius for Oichel, and therefore you cannot eat the turkey. And he told his children they should not, he told his, that whatever his descendants should not eat the turkey anymore. And the Tuv Tam Vadas in the Chel Gimel of Shlomo Kluger says, he writes about, he doesn't say what bird he's talking about, but he writes any bird that came from America, he writes about America, it has no Messiah because no Jews were in America. And since it has no Messiah, it's also to eat any bird from America. L'chor is talking about a different bird, but L'chor, who is in a turkey, which is only from America, L'chor you cannot eat, and L'chor it's also to eat. Maisa, we do eat it. Maisa Shal is why? L'chor the Amos says, Ein L'shanis, and where's the Messiah? How can you eat it? So, first the Metzias is this bird. America was discovered in 1492, Berach, different dates, but around that date. The Ramah, which he was nifted in Shinlam Beis in 1572, so he already writes, V'chein noigim v'ein l'shanis, that already was a minig. That means the Chur to say that they ate the bird before the Ramah's Pesach is, the Ramah is saying V'chein noigim, the Chur, the bird didn't come till later, the bird came in the 1540s, 1550s, the Ramah's around already, the Chur should be also the Fir Ramah. So the Maisa, how can we eat it? So the Nachal Eshkol in Simcha Beis, by the Hilchos of the Behemoths and the Chayas, he writes that we have the Messiah. We do. Why? Because they ate it in the Medinas Mizrach in the East, where they 300 years ago they ate it in Hodu, in India. They partially ate it in India. And that's how the Meshav Dover, the also brings down the Shalv Chuvah Tmei Be'er, the Daikir Tshuva, brings it down the Kavachayim, the Zivchei Tzedek, they're all right, it was eaten, we do have Messiah. Messiah where? In India they ate it. So they have ages and people came, and in India they ate it. They had a Messiah, and people came and said, gave Eidus and said they ate it. Now, first, we know they made a mistake. It's not true. Possibly made a mistake. Where did the mistake come from? Because it's called Oif Hodu, called Indian bird. It's called Indian from India. Hodu is, everyone knows from the Shetels now, everyone went to Hodu. It's India. So, they possibly made a mistake. How did the mistake come about? I might say they were Eidus. So, one way I heard from a Reisman, he has a tape about this, on Malachim Aleph, number 5. He says that they had a Messiah that peacock was kosher, a peacock. And therefore, they came and said, it's about a peacock, and if you don't say about the feathers, if you just define on a piece of paper, the peacock and the turkey looks the same exact way. If without the feathers, and not all peacocks have feathers, not all of them look very nice, very shiny. So therefore, since they gave them a story about the peacock, and Be'etzem, that's what they ate in India, and therefore they ate it also this Indian bird, which came from India, which happened to say over there, who then they ate it all over Europe.
The peacock's kosher.
Oh, so that what Reisman says, the Kav Chaim writes the peacock's not kosher. He has Kama Tshuvas. Some say it is. Becky says not. And he's a Sephardi. You should know more in India. Maisa, he says, we hold peacock is not kosher. But that's what Reisman said. Another reason they say also.
So.
No, it may be in India. I don't know. Or another reason. Yeah, but again, the problem is that no one can say Aedis on a turkey because turkey is from Native American. No one has a Messiah.
But there was no
turkey. There's no such thing as turkey. Turkey comes to America. It's not Shaykh to have a Messiah. That's the Bayah. It's not Shaykh. It came from nowhere else. Another reason why it could be the main mistake besides the name, where the name came from, they used to call it, then turkey came from Mexico. Mexico, and it's called the Spanish Indies or the New Indies. Therefore, because of that, they called the bird Indian, and therefore they thought that it was served in India, and therefore they ate it also in Europe. But again, the mistake came back because they called the bird India, and they had it served in India, and the mistake came back. They thought they were allowed to eat it, but actually they weren't allowed to eat it. Not only is it, these places made a mistake, L'chor, there's a Mishapura, also same thing, in Simen Ayin Tes, the Sefer Tam, the Mechaber says, that from a Yishalmi, that that if diving in front of Tzoya is Aser, it says Tanagol in front of the Tzoya of a bird is Mutter, except that Tanagol Edoim, a chicken that's Edoim, says the Mishabura calling Prima Godim, the Magad Avram calling a Bach, that what is a Tanagol Edoim? That is what? English Shehenin, and in brackets, an Indic, which in the guy in the bottom says Of Hodu. Basically, Mishabura says that they Of Hodu, that to dive in front of this bird, the Tzoya is Aser, because it smells, it's Masriach. Who is calling? It's from the Bach. The Bach will of Tam Zermo. Maybe he did have the turkey, but the Maisa, he's calling on the Aguda, Rishon. Rishon did not have the turkey. And the Shalmi Pashas did not have the turkey. It's a Native American bird. And the Arugas HaBaisim already says, anyone who says it's Pshat in Simen Ayin Tes, in the Mechab is making a mistake. And the Arugas HaBaisim is attacking the Bach and the Magad Avraham, that you're calling that this bird, the Mechab is saying, is a turkey. It's not true, because the Lohev Lohi Nivra in those times. So we see a Lama Poiskin made a mistake in the Metzias when the bird was around.
How do you know there's no turkey
there? Maybe they had it and they lost it. Well, before... What? No, they never. No one ever had turkey. They brought in the history books, they brought 50-20 to the kings to show what he got from America. It was a special thing. And they brought in 50... The different country they brought it to. In the history books, they very clearly never had such a thing. In Europe never had it. Only in America had it. It's one of the special birds that I had in America.
And the Hennen, which would have been turkey, maybe
even... No, right. English Hennen, which is Indic, which everyone calls turkey. And again, the bottom Muslim, like the Targum says, No, but they mean that. No, that's what it means. Look in the Chuvis. They write Indic and English Hennen, they mean turkey. They mean of Hodu. It's a clone of Chuvis that way. So, fine. But Maisa, we do eat it. Shell is the Maisa, again, if they made a mistake in the soil and we need a Masoya, how can we eat it? So the Shalom Eishim and Chalakei, he wants to bring a right from this, Eina Chanami, chew them up, passing that way, but the Ramos Pesach was not Makabal in the beginning. In the beginning, Chalakei was not Makabal it, and we ate things down in Masoya. Once they ate it, we can keep on eating it. That itself is a Masoya. That's how far he goes. And once a Taino, Eina Chanami, in the beginning, the Shalom Eishim and Chalakei, Eina Chanami, you can eat it. But to maybe say a little bit better, the Meshav Dover, in Chalak Beis, Simchav Beis, he says that the Be'etzem Yehuda came in the beginning to eat this turkey, they would have asked it. But now it's mispashed in Klai Yisrael and everyone eats this bird. Once everyone eats it, to answer it, you need to know that it's Darius V'Oichel. You know, to uproot a minig, that even though the minig came back through mistake, but to mefakvei, to say that Klai Yisrael did something wrong, that you need to know it's Darius V'Oichel. For that you need Echlam, you need something to uproot the minig that you need. Echlam, maybe they made a mistake, but now everyone has the right to eat it. The same svar as the Michtav Seifer, Tzemach Tzedek, also in the same svar, to uproot a minig, you need a right that's tamay. The Rukas Abaisim in Simta Zayin, he says a step further, the reason why you're not to eat a turkey is because the whole reason why you need a Messiah according to Ramah is why Shema Darius V'Eichel, maybe it's Darius V'Eichel, and we didn't see it being Darius, we didn't see. He said, however, this man is there, that Kamal, everyone has turkeys in the backyard. He said the thousands and tens of thousands of turkeys everyone has, and no one ever saw it being Darius. Therefore, we know for sure that's not a bird that's being Darius. And he says, even the Amor will be masking that if everyone knows, everyone sees it's not Darius for Eichel, even the Amor is masking that self is enough, and we do not need a Messiah if everyone knows now it can be Darius for Eichel, and we wanted to eat. Yeah. The shlai, the Kav Chaim brings it down, but I couldn't find out where the shlai is. Maybe we're talking about different birds, I don't know.
We know the story that's in the Barabbah,
after coming. Once you're eating it, the Meshav Dava says it, Samach Tzedek, and the Mechtav Seifer. But the Iker is the Meshav Dava, Chalak Beis, and Mechal Beis. The Dakachu brings down both his phone, Meshav Dava, and the Rukas Abaisim, and he said that the minig ready is to eat turkey. Now Moshe has tshuvas about eating turkey on Thanksgiving, and he says that there's no issue. He doesn't mention that all the chasaron of Masayra, and he said the Vadi can eat the turkey. The minig certainly is, and every kashrus organization gives hashkafa on turkey, and everyone eats it, even though the Yechidim who are machmer, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky is brought down, he did not eat it, even though Shmuel's son himself did not eat it, however he lets his wife and kids, they do let him eat turkey. There are Yechidim who are machmer upon themselves, but Nevada, they didn't hold mitzad, it's be'etzim asur, they just not machmer, because be'etzim there was no masur, but they didn't hold be'etzim as tamay. Fine, that's out spirit, out Masayah. What about behemoths? Do behemoths need a Masayah or not? Behemoths and chayas. So I'll be swore you'll say, Avada not. The whole reason why you need a Masayah by a bird is because you think it has all four simonim. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it's Darius V'Eichel. By a behemoth chayah has two simonim. It's Malagero, Mafresis Parasol. There is no way to be oiker those two simonim. If it has true its card and split hooves, there's no way to say that, oh, something happened and Betzim is Tomei. There's no way to be oiker the simonim taris. Al Pisvoy will say that Avada, they do not need a Messiah by a behemoth and a Chayo. So the Shach and Simon Pei, in Sekon Aleph, his lashon is on the Chayis. Lefisha Eimanu Ato Elamashik Kablenav Mesayris. Since by Chayis we only go after Mesayris, Kilkamon Gabay Simone Oif. Just like by Oif, you only go after Mesayris. Who did my Chayis? Only go after Mesayris. Therefore, Katzarti, I made it short. The Pasha of the Shach says you do need the Mesayris by Chayiv Oif. The Shell is why. Zok the Pima Godim. You did not need a Mesayris for Chayiv Oif. What does the Shach mean? The Shach means there's a difference between a behemo and a Chayil. A behemoth, the loch is you cannot eat the chaylev. A chayyah, you can eat the chaylev. What's the difference between a behemoth and a chayyah? So, probably everyone in the room here does not know what the difference is. Maybe some do. But what is the difference? So, in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down. Machlok is exactly what the getter is. So the difference between a chayyah and a behemoth, that is what the shach means you need a messiah. To eat the chaylev, that you need a messiah. To say it's a chayyah, that you need a messiah. However, to eat the meat itself on behemoth, the chayyah says the people going, avadah, you don't need a messiah. And avadah is no problem at all to eat the behemoth and the chayyah without a messiah, the meat itself. This Prima Gordon, not only him, the Daika Tshuva, and Sefkon Gimel brings it down without any chaylik. The Mishmer Shalom said it that way. The Chodah Rubis Abaisim is going to be masking that way also, mentioned before. Nadab Yehuda, Tanyan, and Yodayas, Mechav Tes, Pesach Shuv brings down some Pei Gimel also, the Kavachayim, the Beis Titzchok, the Beis Shloimo, they all hold this concept that a Behem and a Chayy does not need a Messiah. Kama Paishkim, a whole like the Prima Gordon, that Alpi Svar does not need a Messiah. However, on the other side, there is a Chochmas Odom and Klal Amavov, Sif Aleph, and the Orcha Shulchan and Simon Pei, Sif Katan, and Sif Yud. And they write, this Loshon is, Ein Chay Nechel Elabim Messiahs. A Chay cannot be eaten only with Messiah. They are saying that Avada, a Chay, you want to eat it, you have to have a Messiah. If your forefathers did not eat it, you cannot eat it. Therefore, it says the Chazanish, he has an Igeris, and a Chalik Aleph, and a Chalik Beis, and a Chalik Gimel, also in Yodain, Simon Aleph, in Ois Dalid, and Ois Vav, and Ois Hei. He writes, the Echlami, the Loch is, he said, the Pashas of the Shach, and the Chochmas Odom, the Orcha Shulchan, and he tells a person has to be Machmer and need a Messiah for a Chayah and a Behemoth. Even the Kamuk Dilma argue, however, says the Chaznish, the Loch is, he passes, like the Orcha Shulchan, and the Chochmas Odom, and the Pashas of the Shach, they do need the Messiah. He tells first, that's the Pashas of the Shach, but what he tells even if, that's not what the Shach means, but since the Chochmas Odom wrote a Sefer, and this Sefer is ready, mispassion and Kleisel and Litter, everyone in the Kabbalah Sefer, the Chochmas Odom, therefore the Minig ready is from the Chochmas Odom's times onwards, they cannot eat a Chayah and a Behemoth without a Messiah. That's the Chaznish's Taino, which does need a beer. The Maisa we see, Daka Tshuva lived afterwards, didn't hold that way, and Lechura, the Ugas Baishim didn't hold that way, Beis Shlom, Beis Tzitzchah, they all lived afterwards, and did not hold that way. But the Maisa, the Chaznish is Machmer and holds he needs a Messiah. So therefore, again, you have to understand, by if itself, Rav Rishonim hold, you don't need a Messiah. By Behema, Be'etzim it's a Machlokes. And still, says the Chaznish, you have to be Machmer. And therefore, the Kashrus organizations, the Mahajanic ones, the Machmer, the Chaznish has to be Machmer. And you need, Behemas have to have a Messiah. Because of this, you can call different animals what you can and what you can't. You can call about a giraffe, about a buffalo, and about what happened 2 months ago, about a zebu. First, take a giraffe. Everyone knows what the giraffe is, long neck, the whatever, spotted animal. So, is it kosher or not? So, there's a statement, the Mir Oitzer, called the Encyclopedia Kashrus L'Mazon. So, there he starts off by giraffe, and he starts off first, it's not kosher. Not kosher. So, L'chur Tepela, it chewed its cud, and it had split hooves. L'chur, why is it not kosher? One thing it has no Messiah, fine. What do you mean it's not kosher? What is kosher? So, I saw the Tchumim in Chelechof. He says, this encyclopedia in the new prints, which I couldn't find, he changes it. He said, about it is kosher. Say it's not kosher, about it is. If so, if it's kosher, why don't we eat it? So there are different reasons among the oilam. One reason the oilam says is because you don't know where to shecht it. It has a long neck, close to 6 feet. You don't know where to shecht it. The encyclopedia to Lebeis Yisrael, under the Indian of Giraffe, I think it's in the Chelik Vav, he writes, Enechlami, you don't know where to shecht it, and that's why you can't eat it. Encyclopedia to the base Israel and Encyclopedia base Ulam, I think, comes along all the Heinekers and say the Encyclopedia got it wrong. It's partially not true. The Sichas Chulin says it's not true. The Yaakov Yosef Chalik Yudin and Meluim, then Chumah Chelachov, Rav Reisman on tape, says that any animal that you can't shecht is a vada. If anything, it's a giraffe. Why? It's close to 6 feet long, and you can shecht any place. The Rambam writes the Rosh Chita in Perek Aleph that any place in the tzav you can do shechita. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins Yerdei is Simin Chav. Any place in the neck is kosher l'shechita. And Avada is kosher l'shechita. And these encyclopedias are making a mistake. And Avada is 100% kosher l'shechita. There's no problem at all. If so, why don't we eat it? So the encyclopedia kosher is a mazon. He has a second reason why we don't eat it. He says because we have no Messiah. Chochmas Odom, Aruch HaShulchan, the Chazan Ish, we have no Masara to either draft. That's also the Sichas Chulin writes also, we don't need draft, we have no Masara for this reason. In the Torah, in Pashas Re'eh, it lists the 10 animals that a person can eat. First it lists the 3 behemoths, which is Asar, Sek, Vosim, and Sarizim, those are 3 behemoths. Then the Pasuk lists the 7 Chayas, Ail, a Tzvi, a Yachmor, a Aku, a Dishon, a Ta'oi, and a Zemer. Those are the 7 animals they list. What is a zemer? What does it mean, a zemer? So Rashi in Chulin Daf Pei Aleph says, Loi Bikiyim, we don't know what it is. The Chaskuni in the Pasuk says, he does not know what it is. The Maaseh of the Rishag of Sadi Goin has a Pirush on the Torah, and he writes, what is a zemer? He writes, giraffa, a giraffe. The word of giraffe in Latin is giraffa. He writes a giraffe, the Rishag of Sadi Goin, the Goin already write it, and afterwards, quoted Kam Rishonim, the Ben Yoino in Sefer Shroshim, the Radak in Sefer Shroshim, they say, what is a zemer? A giraffe. The Rashbats, and Rishon also in the Sefer Yovan and Shmoya, on Hilchot Trefetz, he brings down with Sadi Goin and explains it. What is it? It's an animal with a long neck. Our giraffe, basically. He says that's what means in the Torah a zemer. The Kapto Perach, another Rishon on Perak and Ches, also brings down this Indian, the zemer is a giraffe. And the Sidur ben Shlomvar of Nissen, who lived after the Dor of the Rift, also he said that a zemer is a giraffe. So we have 6 Goinim, Rishonim, who say that a zemer is a giraffe. It's posh that way. Therefore says this, the Yalki Yosef, in the Chalik Yud and the Mluim, there's a letter somewhere else there, that said, you want to know if a giraffe is kosher, you want a Messiah, we have a Messiah. If Sadi Goin said it's kosher, the Radak said it's kosher, the Ben Yonah said it's kosher, we have a Shem that say it's kosher, you want a Messiah, and a Messiah go to Mizan, and a is kosher. I saw someone's Taina, I'm Maisi, Rashi says we don't know what it is. So Rashi didn't know, the Chaskunim didn't know. But the Maestro, Sadi Goin, says you can eat it, says it's kosher. The fact that Rashi does not know does not mean Rashi is Tommy, we have no Messiah. He does not know what the Messiah is, but what Sadi Goin, the Maestro says, it is a giraffe, therefore the Chur should be kosher to eat. There's a remotion in Yardayan, Chalik Aleph, Sim Lama Dalad, that he says for a Messiah, the name itself is not good enough. Why? Because he's talking about birds over there, and he says, if one bird we call one way, Lav Dafka is kosher because your forefathers called it that way. Because maybe they're talking about a different bird. Who says one name is not a raya? So Gitana maybe also a giraffe. Have a look at the history. In the history books, the giraffe never changed. Always the same giraffe from the beginning. It always talks about the long neck. No one changed it. They never had any other animal called a giraffe or giraffa. Who should be enough from the side of the fact that the Goyne made it. And mice, if so, why don't we eat it? Why don't we eat it? What? Who's interested? Why not? It's a giraffe. Yeah, miss. Why not? So my said, I saw 3 different reasons. What?
It's bad to explain also. That's not enough also.
No, he said long neck. He doesn't say more than that.
That's not enough. A name plus the biggest...
But the Maestro, again, the Yaakov Yosef saying, Yechlam, is it good enough for Messiah? Why not? Why shouldn't it be enough? So Al Pisvar should be enough. What? He's talking about, it's talking about birds. It's talking about birds. The birds at that time, they switch names. They're not coming. Birds is Gatino. Maybe Moshe agrees even by a giraffe. Could be Moshe agrees. Maestro, I saw 3 different reasons why it's brought down, why we don't eat a giraffe, why it's not a delicacy. One reason is because it's very expensive. So one article writes, it's $100 a pound. So another article writes, it's $10,000 a kilo. One of them got it wrong, but actually, we see the point, it's very expensive. Very expensive to me. Another reason why we don't eat it is very hard to the shechita to tie it down. It's a very strong animal, the giraffe. With one kick, it can kill a lion or kill a person. It's very powerful and very strong. And to tie it down, to hold it down, do shechita is not that simple. You have to make a whole contraption. It's not that easy. And it's very hard. It's not kedai. A third reason I saw brought down in Sefer Tolda Sa'aretz, he says, Pasha, it doesn't taste good. Not good meat. Oh, I was also saying before, it doesn't taste good. So the guy, you don't see the guy either eating it, right? So they can kill it, they can do whatever they want. They don't eat it. Why? It doesn't taste good. That's what should be more to. Yaakov says it has a Messiah. Just, we don't eat it. You're there asking Rav. But I'll be swore, it should be. We have a Messiah. Again, the whole oif is a machlokes. By oif is where you place can hold this motor, right? Except we're machm oif. By behem is the machlokes. Now, we're mesubuk, we have a Messiah, so the Sholem Eishiv said, even by birds, he tells you, we're mesubuk, we have a Messiah, not the sex fact. He wants to match by birds also. By Shlomo and other places, he say, by birds itself, if you're mesubuk, you have a Messiah, should be motor. For a giraffe, kolsh game, you have 3 sveikas. Avad should be motor. Al halacha. This is what's kosher. This is what the Torah meant. The Messiah just means it's kosher. The Messiah doesn't mean that they ate it. The Torah said, once they say that's the Torah, really the Messiah, they ate it. The Messiah, that's kosher. We have a Sarah's kosher.
Maybe they tried it and didn't like it.
I'm sorry?
Maybe they tried it and didn't like it.
Could be, yeah, that's a maybe it didn't taste good. But we have a Sarah, maybe it's kosher. Another behemoth in Claire is, what about the buffalo? A buffalo. So the pasuk of A, the seven chayis, the last one is Zema, the second last one is a Ta'oi. What's a Ta'oi? So Rashi in Chulin, the Peim and Aleph, and the Targum Betzim says it's a Shor HaBor, a wild axe. What's a Shor HaBor? It says the Ramah, the Ramah himself writes, Simon Chavchetz, it's a Dalet. Shor HaBor, he spells out as a buffalo. The Ramah writes, Shor HaBor is a buffalo. That means this Torah that says it's a Ta'oi, according to Ramah, which is, if it is a Shor HaBor, it's a buffalo. This Machlok is what Ta'oi means, but let's say we assume it means a Shor HaBor, which is the Ramah saying is a buffalo. The Melachah Shleimah in Klaim Parechet Mishnah Dalet says B'Shem Ben Chananel that was a Shor HaBor. He writes buffalo. Also Ben Chananel already from the Goyim, from the early Rishonim. So again, we're looking at Mishnah, the Melachah Shleimah and the Tver Sol. The writings very interestingly. They write over there that Kosh Baruch Hu, where the Dor HaMavel, he changed people, punished them, and made them into a monkey, into elephants. And he also writes over there. The Tver Sol writes over there. He writes about a wild mensch, a wild man. That he calls it an orangutan, that Be'etzim is a monkey, that draws water, and he cuts wood, and he wears clothing, they told him to wear clothing, and he eats with a fork, a knife, and a spoon. And he said that we have this monkey in Africa, so he writes interesting things about different animals, the Sefer Bris also, and Chelk Aleph, Maimon Yud Aleph, also writes about this wild mensch that seems to follow people and do what they do, but Be'etzim it's a monkey. Fine, so that Mishnah, the interesting things, he writes about a mammoth is extinct, the Torah says, well, but with advice, we do see Melachah Shleimah says what? It'll be a Shor HaBor is a buffalo. Not only him, it's a Kaptur Perach, again, the Rishon, the Perach Nuches, he writes it is that way. The Sefer Ashrashim, the Ben Yonah, writes a Shor HaBor is a buffalo. Slight Shiloh is this buffalo, is it Native American or not?
What are you
about today? It's not a different portion. But I just said one side. But what I is. But one side is one pshat is a Shor HaBor, and that if it's a Shor HaBor, like Rashi in the Targum.
That one holds the Pesach.
No, so again, most of it is a Safek. But even if it's not a Safek, we have a Messiah that's kosher. Even if it's not a Safek, they certainly held it was kosher, so we have a Messiah.
Oh, we have a Messiah.
According to the Ramah, we have a Messiah. I mean, even if they're going to argue on Ta'ai what the Torah means, they're not going to argue on the Messiah. The one's not telling us ever there. So first, this animal, buffalo. So Rav Bloich writes that the buffalo is a Native American. Rav Bloich, J.D. Bloich, and he tainis is Native American, and therefore he says, "Expinachadris, you cannot eat it." Rav Eisman on his tape, he says it's not a Native American. He says it's from Europe. Also, it's a bison that ate it also in Europe. So l'chora, after the Rishonim and Ramah, it sounds like it's not a Native American. It sounds like unless there are two different buffaloes, I don't know the Matthias.
I think they said the Native American and European, they're not the same thing.
They're not the same?
Buffalo and the bison.
Okay, I don't know. So, but based upon these Maimakimis, Rav Eisman says, one of them can eat a buffalo. We have Messiah. We have, again, he says we have Benachlanel, and we have basically Ramah. And he says, for this reason, for these Maimakimis, and Echlami, a person is allowed to eat a buffalo because we have Messiah. Yeah, it's good enough reason. Rabbeich says we can't eat it. If you all like the chazanish. Again, you should be able to eat it because it's a safek in the Messiah l'chur should be mutter. The mice in Baltimore, they do shech buffaloes. They do it. And I know in the Phoenix, Arizona, there's a girl there, a machava there, that he makes buffalo barbecues to makara people. He puts up signs and they come because it's an interesting thing to eat buffalo. And they come and they eat buffalo. And the ashkochas do give ashkocha on buffalo. In Shavuos Nakdamis, at the end of it, it's written about the fight between the Levyasim and the Shor HaBor. Shor HaBor, the buffalo, and Levyasim. That means it's Man Mashiach, we eat Levyasim and Shor HaBor. If it means buffalo, we mamash eat buffalo. And Nakdamis, he writes about it, how Kosh Baruch Hu is going to shech them both and going to serve it to us and eat it. So if it's a buffalo, then Echlami, that's what we eat, it's Man Mashiach. What? No, so this, no. So the Shor HaBor that I think they bring down is 500 amos. It's much bigger than the Shor HaBor we have. It's much bigger. So, it's a buffalo. It's much bigger. So it's if we duck domus, it sounds like that the Yosem comes out and charges with his fins, and he comes with his horns, and they attack each other, and Kosh Baruch Hu comes and kills them both. I ain't sure. Look at the Joshim over there. Shechita l'chura, not on the fish, but on the... On the. Why do we have a Shor HaBor on the Yosem? He does Shechita. Well, we're eating it, must be kosher. I assume everyone will try to Kosh Baruch Hu Shechita. So, but it's nice again, a Rav Eisman said for that reason, buffalo is kosher, other people do eat it, some maybe a machmen not to. Fine. Nachashayla, what happened 2 months ago? Tumul is about the Zebu meat. Zebu is basically this animal, a picture that must be a cow. This is a print of the Mishpacha magazine a couple weeks ago. That the difference is that it has a big hump about 20 centimeters tall. It has a beard or whatever, a sack over here by the shechita. The ears look like sheep. And it looks very different than your standard regular cow or ox. And if for betzim, it's a bison. So the shayla was, can you eat it? Do we have maser for it or not? Metzim looks different, it's a drop taller. So can you eat the zebu or not? So this shayla about the zebu that came out 2 months ago, Etzim, it's old machlokes 50 years ago that the Rav Herzog writes a tshuva about it. It's printed in his shalav tshuvas in the Yerodei Chelek Dalet Simen Chof. He writes a tshuva that he said in Echlami he gives it like given it's a new animal. However, he says the ikalok is like the prima godim. And he tells the vada it's kosher, and then he has long tshuva about something else. And he tells the vada it's a new animal, and you can eat it. Why the prima godim? Comes along the Chaznish, that's where the Chaznish of Etzim, he wrote to Rav Herzog and said, the fact that you give it as a given, that's new animal, you can eat it. If you assume that, you cannot eat it. Why? Chachmasodim, or Chashulchim, the Pasha of the Shach, and this is where the Chaznish is writing the letters, he's writing about a Zebu, that Zebu of Etzim you cannot eat. Why? If it's a new min, it's a new animal, Echlam, you can eat it, needs a Messiah. That's what happened 50 years ago. What happened now is that over time people forgot. And Rav Amit in Eretz Yisrael comes from South America, and the lion's share of the meat over there is from Zebu. That means all the kashrus organization, the Kula kashrus organization, was giving Klal Yisrael to eat, and Eretz Yisrael be'etzem Zebu. How that happened? So over time people forgot. What did they forget? Because you look in the Chaznish, where it's printed by him, he does not write what he's talking about. He writes, in my kesher, im, and does not write what it's a space over there. Don't say the word Zebu. He does not write who he's writing to. If we look in the Shalom Shuvas to Rav Herzog, there the letters are printed back and forth. So in Echlami, there it's clearly he's talking about Zebu, he writes the word Zebu, and he's talking to Rav Herzog and he's saying it's Osir. But in the Chaznish itself, in the Geras itself, it's not right what he's talking about. And the Parador of the Chaznish, I didn't see, but they say that the person who wrote it, that he's talking about an animal with a horn, which it wasn't true. So therefore, made a mistake in the Kashrus organizations, and therefore they thought that Zebu was kosher to eat. 2 months ago, is Megalov in Echlami, that this is the Zebu the Chaznish was talking about, and therefore he cannot eat. So again, first by birds, Rabbi Yishanim holds mutter. By behemoth is machlokes, but by zebu there's a third reason to be matter, another reason that maybe even the Chaznish himself will be maskim. There's a Gemara in Bechayus on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Gemara says there is a tshuva that his father wrote to his son about these birds. To Chaznish, father Chaznish wrote, and he said he himself was machmer on the other bird. Why? Even though people ate it, because that's what he is on Messiah, and he's machmer on birds, he's a Messiah. Turkey? I don't know what he did by of turkey. So you have to know how long they made a mistake. Maybe they'll make.
Yeah.
No, over time, when they stopped doing the Zebu, maybe 5 years, 10 years, I don't know.
What?
Maybe they only. I don't know when this mistake happened. That's Aleph, and Beis, you have to know, there was never a psak against it, but Zebu, the psak was ready to treif. You can't eat it. Now you start eating it with Messiah. Right, but Chaznish Paskin not eat it. The Kashrus organization. So they, in the beginning they didn't eat, they didn't. Over time they just switched, because it's a stronger animal, it's a better animal to check. Else for Shechita it's better to do the Zebu. So by birth there was never a psak l'aser. No, but here there's a psak to Issa. There was a paskin already, the mistakes. You can't say. There's a big difference. That's something else. But there's still a l'chalapachas. Someone saying that America is not makubal, economic. You never heard about it?
No.
What, about 2 months ago? And I saw, you didn't hear about the meat? You couldn't eat any of the meat? Well, there was a big tumult.
Before that, nobody heard about it.
No, there was 50 years ago. There was a first second.
From 50 years ago until now, I don't even, like, you go to a zoo, you see giraffes,
I as I looked in the...
You never see zebos.
In the encyclopedia, they write, not zebos.
Okay, but I see cows.
And exactly that Oitzer has, he writes about Zebu. He has, and look at all the different books, they write about Zebu. They do. They write about it. They say, don't bring the Chaznish. They talk about this. There is such an animal called Zebu. There is an animal called Zebu.
At first, I thought Rebbe was making a joke because I saw a picture of a person. It was like,
no, that's someone else. No, there's a Zebu. And Meister, they didn't want to. That was a Shabbat 2 months ago. And people were enchami for that Shabbos. When it came out, people weren't eating it. So there's another reason. Maybe the Chazanish is maskmit to be mutter. The Gemara in the Chayus Navzayin, the Gemara says, Omer B'shur B'Levi, La'olam in misa beres, lo'i tomei minator, lo'i tomei minator. To come pregnant or to breed one animal with another, it's not shaykh to breed a tomei with a tar and a tar with a tomei. The only way you can have a child, an offspring, is either two things that are tar or two things that are tomei. That means these zebels, which ba'etim they were breeding in South America and other places, they were making what? An animal with a masayro, with the zebel that had no masayro. That means if you can say zebel is not kosher, the Gemara says the Meshul Malevi, that if you bred it and it has an offspring, it has to be kosher. So maybe that is enough to make a Messiah. Maybe breeding is enough to make a Messiah.
Why can't we do that by Eishus
also? We'll get to it. So first, who said the Chazanis will be masculine and good enough? First, maybe in Echnami, we know that by the Behemoth has a two simonim, and still the Chazanis says it's not good enough to get a Messiah. Why should the breeding it be good enough? So the Chassam Sefer...
Is he called this new animal? He just said MK and that's new animal.
He just said MK.
So maybe he doesn't know.
He says once I've heard that I gave it as a given, he's going to accept that. No one argues that point that I saw in Shubas.
That's
no one, I've gave it as a given, no one seemed to argue that point. No, this is different. One's a bison. They are different. They are in the. They are different. They are. Yeah. They look different. They're different. But the Chassam Sofer in Yodei and Siman Aindal, he's talking about birds over there, and he says he wants to make maybe a bird, make a Masara by bird, to take a Tommy Dicker bird with a tar bird, a bird with a Masara, a bird out of Masara, put them together, breed them, and see if they have children, offsprings. If they have an offspring, so the Chassam Sofer, L'chor should be kosher, B'shur Malevi. So that on the bird itself, says the Chassam Sofer, is not good. He's mefakbek, while the Gemara is the Dakka Behemoth, and who says you have a right to Ifis? He's mefakbek, maybe he has no right for birds. This Chassam Sofer is brought down by the Piska Tshuva, the Dakka Tshuva, the Ramshik, the Shloimer, the Rubisplacer, the Yassad, they all bring down the Chassam Sofer, they clear about birds. Is there a right to birds, not a right to birds? That means L'chor by Behemoth. L'chor is a good right to Behemoth. L'chor should be enough for Messiah. They have a L'chor Zebu, which they do breed it. L'chor should be enough to eat. Meisel, Gidon Abloich, he disagrees with this. I don't know why. He brings down this far and he writes, Enechlami, even if the Chazanish, even if it breeds, it won't be good enough for Messiah. And he said, don't bring it right from the birds, because the Meisel, we don't hold this good by birds. So therefore, don't bring it right to behemoths. Before, the reason we don't hold it good by birds is because maybe it's not a good simon. But the Meisel, before, again, by the Zebul, we have three reasons to be matter. We have a reason why, Reb Eifis, Betzim, Rishonim hold Betzim should be kosher. We machlo for the Amor. By Behem itself, it's a machloikis. The third reason is because maybe it breeds, and that itself should be enough of a simon. Maestro, what came out, so again, what came out a couple of months ago, what I heard, what I understand, is Betzim, no one will tell you it's treif. No one will tell you Zeb was not kosher. And therefore, any animal or shecht is on the market is kosher to eat. No one will tell you that. It can't be. Apisvara, we have so many reasons to be matter it. And the Lashon of Reuben is that anyone who did not eat zebu and ate turkey instead is machla paro b'chamar. He's switching a paro, a cow with a chamar. There's more reason to ask a turkey than the zebu. Fine, so but no one will say it's treif. However, what Rabbi Yashiv did say, or I heard b'shem Rabbi Yashiv, is that for mekan lavo, the mice of the chazanis did answer, and the kashrus organizations, we are machmed, the mahadridical ones, we are mahadir, the point of mahadrin is to be mahadir, and be choshish, and to be machmer, so we can't allow us to be machmer, and not take these zebels with this hump on it. If it's breeding and they have no hump anymore, fine, it's not nicker anymore. But once it still has a hump, and it's nicker, that's a zebel, says the biyashiv, we can't allow the kashrus organizations, that a mahadrim and mahadrin should not eat it, and should not shecht it, even though be'etzim could be contained as kosher, be swa, be psak, but however the feed the chazanis, he pass against also, person in Be'etzim should not eat them, they should not do the shechit on it. Just a skimmel as mentioned first, eating milchiks on Shavuos, there are five different reasons on the page of the Mishnah Berurah. Most of there's a lacha to eat fleishiks on Yom Tov. When to eat milchiks, when to eat fleishiks, people are different minhagim, either milchiks in the morning or at night, or in one suda by the Kiddush. Elu ve'elu divle kimchaim. What pasuk can a person eat? So, by a bird, the lacha is that more paskins need a maserah by a bird. However, by Tanabal, even though by a turkey, l'chor, even though there was no Masara, Maestro, the meaning is all the kashrut organizations do matter it and do shechita and do eat it. By a behemoth, you need a Masara, not as machloikis, if you go to the Imei, it says you do not need a Masara, the Chaz Nishu, the Imei says, do you need a Masara? People are machmir for that reason. A giraffe can eat it or not, l'chor, a giraffe does have a Masara because it's Zemra and the Torah, l'chor, you should be able to eat it. Even if it's a suffering Messiah, you should be able to eat it. Buffalo also should be the same reason, you should be able to eat it. However, the Zebu, the Mekan Laba, the Pliashim said you should be machmer, not eat it. What we do see from this is that the end of Masayro, Shulah is coming up, Mekabal Torah from Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Moshe gave a Torah to Yeshua, Yeshua is the Canaan, the whole end of Masayro, how much a person has to be machshiv his Rebbeim, his forefathers, and respect what they got from them. But I want to end off with something else. This Friday was Chodesh Sivan, and they start all over again the cycle of Chavetz Chaim. They start again, the signs all over Yeshiva, they start the cycle of Chavetz Chaim, the Hilchos of Lashon Hara. The reason why the Sfira will Noig Avelis, the Gemara Nivamis, is because the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva are not Noigim Chavetz Elazer. Not Noigim Chavetz. How they die, so we mentioned 2 weeks ago, they die for the Misa of Askara. A terrible Misa, the Gemara in the Afchesom Malaf in Bracha says that there are 903 Misas in the world, and the word Misa in the world is Askara. They die with that Misa. When does a person get the Misa of Askara? The Gemara on Shabbos, the Aflam Gimel says when you speak Lashon Hara. The worst Misa you get is when you speak Lashon Hara. The Gemara on Slayton, the Aflam Hay says, the Meraglim, how they die with the Misa of Askara. Misa of Askara. The Rashi over there says why? They said Lashon Hara. The Misa of Askara is the Misa of Lashon Hara. Says the Mashal, Lashon Efshir, and the Pri Chodosh, the Mashal, the Gemara Yevamis, the Pri Chodosh, and Simon Tov, Sadek Gimel. Why the Talmidim or Kiva die, Lashon Efshir, says why? They spoke Lashon Hara about each other. They spoke Lashon Hara, therefore they got punished in the Misa of Askara. Misa of Askara. Us, right now, we're not going to be able to doing Sfira. Why? Because the Talmidim of Kiva, that they spoke Lashon Hara about each other, and they got punished, the worst punishment, the worst Misa of Askara. How much is the Chayis upon us that we have to learn the Hilchos Lashon Hara and start the Seder of Lashon Hara, which is start this Rosh Chodesh, aim to make a Seder, make a Chavusa, make a Mechayiv upon himself, to make sure he learns it. Because if not, it's very hard to be careful about speaking Lashon Hara, and you get a terrible Einish, Askara. Thank you to get the Messiah from our Rebbeim, be very careful when we speak about our Rebbeim, we'll tell me about the Lashon Hara, and work upon it.